In a world with many similarities to our own, there lies two planets that are both experiencing societal turmoil. One of them, the planet Remus, there lies a town named Hazel that is on the outskirts of one of the busiest cities on the planet. While society is strained with cultural change, in this town, there are beings that no one has seen and struggle not to be found as time goes on. The following is the story of some of the people who end up finding them through no fault of their own. This is Hazeltown Story.
You flag someone down and they come and they take your order, or like they do a spiel, which I don't feel like making up at the moment, but it's very cringe. It's very much this person is paid way too little to a whole song and dance about the fact, well, not literally, but it's like the whole like old timey English and all that.
Cool. Chill. Buddy, you got any old timey vodka?
The person just looks at you is like, yeah.
Cool, I'll take it. Straight.
They kind of look at you as like, and they understand the level of this person is just as, like, equally, our souls are of equal strength. they drop the act immediately. It's like, yep, one, coming right up. Okay. So, and they go catch it.
Look, that dude's working the Ren Fair, the shitty medieval times during the day. They clearly don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claudia found the ye olde glory hole.
God.
Oh, we'll get back to what it is once we're done with this bit. So they go to get a drink. Is there anything you want to do while they're fetching that?
Just lean back in the booth and just listen in to whatever I can hear.
Okay, so that is going to be an action roll. So how do you want to action?
I'm going to be real with you. There is nothing I could roll that would matter.
Maneuver.
I guess, well, but I don't see how that would work. Yeah, that's about movement.
Yeah, you can't maneuver yourself in a way that isn't going to be desperate and limited.
Finally, it's time to use sabotage.
There is, like, if you're going to try and listen in, then, like, there's really only a few things you could do for that.
Yeah, the answer is none of them are on stats that I have.
Well,
it's time to do the old zero roll.
You can always push yourself to give one dice.
Just think, if you fail, that's XP.
Okay, we'll do we'll do an investigate roll.
Okay.
Because I crave the pain.
Okay, investigate. That is just listening. They do notice you, so that is going to be a risky roll. This isn't exactly super busy, so there's not a whole lot of noise, so your effect's going to be normal.
Okay, I will, I'm not going to push, fuck that. If I fuck this up, I fuck it up. We're rolling the two and take the lower.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, it's a two regardless.
Yeah, you rolled two, so you failed that one, so you get an XP out of that.
Yay!
I will say, since it is risky, the effect is basically, they see you lean back, and, they kind of look at you. Like, I would say the effect of that's going to be that you don't hear anything they're saying, but they do notice that you're leaning back. So they do grow slightly more suspicious.
I just let out a loud, exasperated.
Okay. By the time that happens, you have your straight vodka.
Hell yes. Finally, something better to make this more tolerable. I just immediately pound back that hog swill.
Okay. You drink it, you notice that there is a sense of homeliness as you drink down the vodka. It's like, hey, I'm not the only one who shops the bottom shelf of vodka.
Look.
They also get their vodka in plastic bottles.
Whatever it takes, really.
Alright, so now that you did that, what else do you feel like?
I'm gonna sit there and order some food, too, because fuck it, this is on the boss's dime.
Alright, so as they take your order, and now they're preparing it.
I'm gonna try to listen again.
Alright, same, well,
Let's try maneuver, just go with the desperate. You've got the dice for it, at least.
Yes, this is time for Queen to try seducing them.
I will say, let me look at your thing.
There's devil's bargains. We forgot about those.
You could do that, but I don't know if that would help.
It's one die, so...
It is one die, but still. Because let's see, you have maneuver.
Your ball sportsmanship to test.
I would say, there is a way that I could think of. You could say that if you're doing maneuver, that'd be deception, though. Well, you...
He's trying to maneuver in a way to let him hear about them seeing, right?
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm like, how do you bullshit this?
Well, there you go, what I just said.
Just sneak into the booth next to them.
That would be maneuver. I'm just trying to think of, like, ways of using maneuver that could invoke, like, hey, oh, whoops, I accidentally dropped something, and I'm trying to make sure I get it, and just trying to do it, like, very casual, or very cautious. So let's see. Do you want to try doing something like that, or do you want to try the investigate again? Or do you want to try something else altogether?
Ugh, God, sorry. Like dog shit. I'm gonna do the investigate. Fuck it. I'm going for it.
Okay. Do you want to push yourself for a devil's bargain?
I will push myself for funsies.
Okay, you get one die.
Yay! I forget, how much does that cost?
Is it two stress or one?
Two stress.
Okay, what is it again? Risky.
Oh wait. Oh. Also, I just realized, did I take it from the wrong person? That one stress? Whoops, I think I took a one stress from one wrong person
because you should be at eight.
It's two stress, not one.
Yeah, well, the thing is that Queen should have been at 10, so this should be at 8.
I was wondering why I was at 9 stress. I was like, yeah, wait, what?
I took the stress from the wrong person when you pushed, so Claudia should be at 11. There we go.
Right.
Okay, so you have one die.
Okay.
Your effect's gonna be, I don't think it's desperate quite yet, so I'm gonna still say risky and standard.
Risky and standard with one die.
Okay, 4. That's a partial success. So what I'll say to that is, what you get is you hear them. You kind of like hear them talk about, you hear them kind of talking about, like, them talking about some activity in the area from, like, various groups. Like, you don't hear exactly what the groups are, but it's like, hey, I saw these people over here, these people by doing here. And kind of get from what the things they're talking about is that you hear them talk about locations where it's like, this kind of sounds like where, and it kind of sounds like they are talking about one of the constellation. And it is likely, from what you hear, it's probably Cassiopeia.
Oh, good.
However, as you kind of do that back, and they notice, they definitely notice that you're listening in.
Hi. Is it time to make friends?
Well, it depends. Do you want to have that as your result, or do you want to take a resistance roll with a die again?
No, I want this.
Okay. Basically, they kind of look, and then one of them kind of gets up and goes over to your booth and is like, may I help you, lady?
No, let me fucking day drink and eat my dry meat in peace.
Intimidate finally gets some use.
Yeah, I'm going to go for an intimidate roll.
Well, I was going to say, like, the person kind of responds, well, that's fine and all, but it kind of seems like you're kind of maybe nosying in on... Because there's so many, like, if this place is empty, there's so many tables. Coincidentally, you happen to be at this booth.
Yeah, it's a fucking booth where I can be comfy, unlike those shitty wooden tables.
There is a booth on the other side of the thing. Do you not want space to yourself?
Think I want to be near those weirdos up front?
The person just kind of looks at you and just kind of goes over back to their table.
Good, perfect. Worked flawlessly. Just be as belligerent as hell. Intimidate, still not seeing any use.
So you're back essentially to where you were.
Yep.
So now what do you want to do?
Wait on my dry food.
Okay, that it takes like 10 minutes.
And also order more vodka because it's not enough.
All right.
Can't just... your super dry turkey leg.
I know, right?
The food there, you got your turkey leg. It is exceptionally bland.
I'm not paying for it though, so it tastes just that little bit better.
Oh, you expense carded. I see.
Look, what's the point of doing an op like this if I'm not gonna have the boss pay for it?
Okay. So round three of, do you choose to do something again?
No, I more or less got what I needed to know, which is these motherfuckers are definitely who we're looking for. So I'm just going to wait it out while Tweedledee and Tweedledum are busy fucking around in the church.
Okay, so with that, I will... Well, for a second, I'm going to pause this there while that's going on. So go back to Claudia and Haley. So back over there, Claudia had just found that the curtain is definitely there is something behind the curtain. I looked at the curtain and noticed that there is a what looks to be a some sort of trigger that will happen if two sensors get like far away. Like the curtain's like censored so that it like if it moves far away, like it looks like it's opened up, then something will happen. So you decide to look underneath, like go into like the middle of the curtain where it's a little bit more obscured, and kind of crawl underneath the curtain. And as you look at that, you see on the side of like the wall, there's like little tiny rooms. There's like six of them. That one person each could probably fit in, and they're definitely enclosed.
Are they look like they're guarding something, or is it just there?
No, they're just rooms.
Okay.
What is your background again?
Background?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like, would you, there is a piece of information that I'm wondering if you would just
if you like the if it's like the place of origin, Heaven's Hearth.
Actually, yes. Anyway, yeah. So you would know, as you kind of look at it, it's like, wait, I know what these are. These are confessionals. That's weird, because the only denominations I know of that has these kind of confessionals are Catholic, who have had problems in this area.
Okay. And these are like, you're saying like, not like mock, these are obviously, these are like proper ass confessionals.
Yes.
Okay, it's time to do a horrible thing and time to break into the confessional and start rooting around to see if there's anything in there.
I'll just give you this. There's nothing that you notice in there. They're like, they have been new. There's nothing like left over. It is more the fact that they are there, period, that's more notable thing than what anything that could be in them.
Okay, I'm gonna probably head back to report this back to Haley then, because this is important, even if it's like not directly related to what we're doing.
Alright. Haley will have returned to pretending to pray in the pew after making the fake donation.
I'm guessing like Claudia's gotten back by now. Returned visible just to make it look like, oh, she just went to the bathroom or something.
Yes.
Haley? They've got actual ass confessionals back there?
Confessionals? Like what? Catholic. The Catholics?
Yes.
That's curious. Not exactly an indicator of Cassiopeia, though.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything else too much there, but yeah, this something's up.
Well, put a pin in this for now. Go meet up with Queen, see what she learned.
Okay.
Just hope she's not too drunk this time.
Well, speaking of that, back over to Queen. So as Queen is quote unquote enjoying herself, the people kind of get up and just kind of go to leave. So how does Queen react to that?
Queen leaves enough cash on the table to pay for the food. And
okay. So
obviously not too suspiciously, wait a little bit, but no point in flagging the guy down.
Okay. So
wait, no, I do need to flag the guy down. Never mind. Flag him down. Get a fucking receipt.
Okay. So you take care of that. I'll say like the time it takes you to take care of that. They're not that far.
We need that so I can expense it.
Yes. So as you go to leave, you see of like the group that were there, you see, you kind of walk out the door of the thing, and you see like of the group kind of walk over towards, let's say walk towards the castle. You notice that there are three of them.
Oh, good.
They're walking towards the castle. As you exit the door, one of them is by the entrance and puts their hand on your shoulder and asks, is like, you know, I can kind of appreciate someone who is a little bit cavalier in making an ass of themselves.
I'm going to roll strike to Judah throw his ass to the fucking.
All right.
I'm not dealing with this shit today. What and what?
So, okay, so that is going to be, that is definitely going to at least be risky, because they haven't exactly, like, thrown harm, like, they have not, like, they are definitely, they are trying to intimidate you, but they are not, like, actively holding a weapon.
Yes, but also, do not grab me. What effect?
Let's call it standard. Yeah, standard.
Okay. And I get four dice because of my fucking sweet ability. Because athletic training's some horseshit.
All right. That is 4-2-3-2.
Why some dog shit rolling?
That is a mixed success. The effect of that is going to be, you do kind of throw them. Like, you definitely, like, do a thing where you definitely, like, toss them to the ground. But they're able to recover a little bit so that the full harm is not done. Like, they definitely take some, like, they definitely got hurt from that. They are on the ground, but they are also, at the moment, reaching for a weapon.
Okay, I'm gonna kick them in the fucking head.
Okay, okay, so it's gonna be effectively the same thing, except, this time it's going to be, this time it's going to be desperate, because if you miss this, you will take harm from this. Okay. And the effect's going to be, I'll say the effect's going to be great because they're on the ground.
Second verse, same as the first, let's go!
Well, you succeed. I will say, as you kind of, like, do that, you definitely go for the kick. Since this, let's see, you do get the kick off, and they do, like, you definitely knock them out. Like, they are definitely out cold.
Mm-hmm.
You do now have a unconscious body in the middle of a thing.
I'm gonna go drag it around behind the tavern, assuming I can do...
I mean, that's gonna be, that might actually, that would be,
maneuver.
That would be a maneuver, if you want to do it stealthily.
Yeah. Yeah!
We came full circle!
We did it! We did it, Reddit!
If you're carrying a body, that is going to be risky.
Look, if it comes down to it, I can weaken to Bernice's ass.
It's gonna be risky, and the effect's gonna be normal.
I mean, I disagree.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great! Cause I'm a ball sportsman!
That's 2-3-2. That is a failure.
What do I do to resist it?
So first off, before I forget, mark XP in, both of your jobs and physical.
Good. Perfect.
Then to resist that, you roll the number of die that you, so you have two, you have resistance of two. So you roll two die and then you take the highest of those two minus six. And that's how much stress it costs. So you take one, you roll 2-5. So that's,
yeah,
two,
baby.
So you take one stress, and that is you manage to drag them, like, towards behind the bar and just, like, drop them by the garbage.
Can I find anything in the trash to hogtie his ass?
I'll say there's got to be rope. It's like medieval, so there has to be rope.
Yeah, I'm gonna hogtie his ass.
Okay, that should be easy enough.
Yeah. Also, you sit nearby. As a gag.
Okay.
I don't care what it is. It could be gross, nasty food. I don't give a shit.
It's more rope.
More rope. Good. Cool. No longer my problem. I'm headed to the castle.
Okay. So you head there.
While she's on the way, she'll get a text from the other two asking for a location.
I just hastily type out castle, very poorly spelled somehow. Look, I'm in a hurry. I just kicked a dude in the head.
Yeah. Okay. I felt like I typed it in the Roll 20 chat, but I feel like you type it as K-A-S-T-U-L.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Whatever works.
Yeah.
Well, to the K-A-S-T-U-L we go.
Okay. So as they head to the as Aravia kind of Queen tries to get back to where they were. I take it Haley and Claudia are also, do you feel like you should meet up first, or do you want to?
Yeah, meet up outside the castle.
The castle.
All right. So you all meet up together.
Ailey looks Queen up and down and says, you look like you've had a time.
I had dry meat, shitty vodka, and I kicked a man in the head. All on another man's dime. It's a good day.
Did you learn anything at least?
Yeah, they're definitely the ones we're looking for. They were definitely talking about the cults. Also, one of them's tied up behind the tavern. That'll be fun for whoever's working there.
We'll deal with that later. We learned something, too. Apparently, they're Catholics here.
I'm shocked. You can hear the shock in my voice.
No, like an actual ass, like not a fake chintzy touristy thing, like an actual ass confessional.
Yeah, if we're dealing with skinheads, I'm not even remotely surprised.
Well, anyway, what are we doing here? She looks at the castle.
That's where three of them went. As I said, one of them, though, is currently hogtied behind the tavern, so I hope that worker I saw is excited, or at least as excited as I was.
Meanwhile, flash cut to seeing the guy take out a bag of trash, see this, and it's like, finally, something happened. Okay.
Well, she looks at the castle off and now says, suppose it would be helpful to know what they're doing here, so shall we?
Let's roll.
Sure.
Into the castle.
All right. So the castle is divided into a number of sections that basically, as you go in, it is obviously not as many rooms as a natural castle. It kind of divides you into three. Well, really, it takes you into what is effectively the lobby of the area that would be, I guess it's not quite a loading zone in terms of like rides, but it's basically the outside area where like everyone congregates before the show would start. There is also a side area that is like devoted, like here is the museum of like various like, so we're in I the can't lobby. Remember what was that?
We're in the lobby.
Yeah, you're in the lobby. But there is like a side, like from what you know, there is, or from what you can see, there's like a side area to a couple of museums. One's like, oh, here's a bunch of different swords. And then the other way is like, here's like, I don't know, medieval torture things, which is what the medieval times I went to had. Because that,
oh boy, it's probably full of made up shit like the Iron Maiden.
Yeah, that's where I saw an Iron Maiden. Which now that I think about it, I wonder if that's it. I hope that's in every one of them, or if it's just the Florida one being extra special.
Yeah, and then the fucking swords are probably all sourced from like cold steel or some shit.
Yeah, the forged by the finest uncle.
Exactly.
Those swords cut so many boots full of meat.
Yep.
See that jean jacket around a piece of meat? I bet you could cut it.
It is especially, it gets +1 if you are wearing a Kohl's polo.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, you seem to have lost track of them, at least immediately, or like from like a cursory glance.
Oh, that's fine here. Investigate roll to find them.
Okay. So I take it you're trying to like investigate the lobby to see if you can like find any hint of where they might be.
Let's find the white boys.
I'm going to say your effect is going to be limited.
No, it's not.
It's going to be limited.
What's my position first? I need to know.
Position is...
No one's paying attention to us, I assume.
Well,
controlled.
Because the thing is that there are definitely people here that know that someone is up to no good in their eye. So I'm thinking, technically you haven't, so they would be controlled.
All right.
That's a 113 on a controlled grade. You don't find them.
Well,
you could roll resist on that if you want.
Sure.
Okay. Do you roll 2 die? That's a 2 and a 2. So you're taking 4 stress. All
right.
As you go through the thing, you kind of remember what you see in the car of like the group, and you see someone in a similar looking jacket head towards the weapons museum.
The museum, if you would.
Oh, follow him.
Hell yeah, I can't wait to see cheap garbage.
Sure, why not?
Okay, as you kind of go through, it's like a series of like going through rooms by rooms of like seeing like, oh, here's like a bunch of like framed like swords. Like, it was like, oh, hey, here's a flamberge or here's a bloody blah. The ones you see on the thing are definitely not of any decent quality. They would be found, they would make a very good place right next to the Hot Topic. You do happen to notice as you kind of go through here, that one or two of them seem to be missing.
What you're saying is all of these would be at home in a Silver Dragon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'd even have like, it would be, something would be missing if it didn't also smell like cotton candy vape.
Oh, candy Scott vape? Intended.
Who's vaping cotton candy?
Oh, no.
Flavor vape, come on.
Vape flavors are weird.
They really are.
So.
Anyway, white boys.
Yeah, you continue to go through the thing. And then as you kind of, like, go into a room that's like, okay, there's, like, some more, like, it's another room. Like, let's just say these have, like, oh, this is the, like, this is like a serious, like, oh, it's like medieval lances or something like that. Like, there's a bunch on the thing. As you kind of walk in, you hear a door shut behind you.
Finally!
And you see two or three people dressed in, like, just normal outfits. Like, you can definitely tell that these are your white boys, or at least a number of them. Like, one or two of them might be the white boys that you saw, but there's definitely ones you don't recognize, and they are all
a cavalcade of white boys.
They are holding various medieval weaponry.
Oh, come on, you know that shit's cheap as hell, right?
So there are three people in the room, and what would you say that does? Like, if it cuts, it cuts.
Ailey just kind of lackadaisically turns around, looks at them all, and starts doing eeny, meeny, miny, mo quietly.
Okay.
All right. The one in the middle is the one she lands on.
Okay.
And she says to Queen, spare that one. Fuck the other two.
Okay.
Okay, so who wants to take actions and who wants to do what are people doing?
Queen.
I was going to say, can I just do a disorienting flash to get said Queen up?
I mean, couldn't you technically, can you chain setting up? Do your Resonance of Fate triple attack?
I mean, I don't see, like, that's just a group action. So let's just do a group action, because that sounds like fun. Yeah,
no, time to remember how that works.
God, there are group actions?
Yes.
Yeah, we've done one before.
When? I don't remember.
It was during one of the combat test ones.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, set the building on fire.
Oh.
Oh, God, when did I have the action roll? I gotta look this up, because I gotta remember how these work. Lead a group action. When you lead a group action, coordinate numbers, tackle problem together. Describe how your character moves your team. Okay, who wants to... Okay. Okay, so who wants to lead this group action?
Carnival.
Yeah, since I guess it's my... I'm starting off.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that all three of you have to roll the same exact action.
Just do sabotage, since we all have that.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Okay, so you would be setting them up to basically be at a disadvantage. How do you all plan on doing that?
Disorienting Flash.
Okay, that's your action. What is Haley's and Queen?
Haley's gonna throw a knife into a throat.
That's not sabotage. That is definitely a kill. That is against spirit sabotage. You know, fine.
He has a knife in his throat.
This is true. You can't live without a spinal cord, son.
I disagree.
Queen. What is Queen doing?
Knocking shit over to get in their way.
Okay. Okay, then all three of you roll sabotage. I guess technically it's desperate. And then also your effect's going to be normal.
Great.
Oof.
Okay, one and two, so that's a failure. So Carnival takes one stress. Claudia takes one stress. Claudia quits. Okay, so you quit, but we gotta roll DM. DM's got a 5 and 4. Okay, so you gotta take one extra for Torpo's roll.
I apologize for nothing.
But you did crit. Which you critted off two dies, which is impressive. So actually it's funny because Torpo and Claudia get XP for the exact opposite reasons.
Hell yeah.
And I get nothing. Except for the satisfaction of having thrown a knife in the throat.
Okay, so what I will give you is this. The disorienting flash goes off, and it definitely disorients them. I'm going to phrase it like this. Claudia, or Haley tries to throw a knife to, cut something to distract it, but it definitely cuts a knife, or, gets a throat. So one of them is dead. And then the other one is, the other two, Queen knocks stuff over, and the other two are, stumbled, and they are definitely at a disadvantage. So who wants to act next?
Oh, boy, is it time for me to do an axe kick?
You can do an axe kick.
I want to do an axe kick.
Okay. Your axe kick is going to be a risky because they're disoriented, and your effect's going to be great because they're disoriented.
It's going to be great. And it's going to be four dice.
That's a...
What the fuck?
There's a 2, 3, 1, 2. You get more XP.
Wait a minute. If they're... I think I'm going to abuse. Give them the old 1-2.
Okay. Hold on. Let me read that again. Okay.
Should you attack a target at engaged range with your fists or kicks, you may spend an additional stress to make a second action roll to attack again. The better outcome of the two rolls is the final outcome.
Okay, go ahead and roll. I'm going to still give you the XP for that because you rolled 4 die and all failed.
It's impressive how bad that was.
That's actually I have, because I have the probability of success. What is the, okay, probability of dice rolls. Percentage chance of failure with 4 die is 6.25%.
Nice.
That's 1.55.
What are so these that rules?
That is a mixed success. So you don't. I will say that you definitely get the axe kick off. Like you hit them with the axe kick. But this guy ate his Wheaties in the morning, and he manages to he definitely got hurt, but he's still got a little bit in him. If you want to resist, you can finish him outright.
You know what? Resisting would be playing with fire, which is why I'm gonna do it.
Okay. You have 3 die. Queen has 3 die for that, doesn't she? Or does she not have shoot? Okay. She does not have aim, so roll those 2 die.
Yeah, baby.
2 threes. So you take 3 stress.
You know what? I'm dazed now. Fitting, because of all the vodka she drank.
Yeah, the vodka's now hitting, so now you're dazed.
It's fine, though. It doesn't make her any less strong.
Okay. So that person's dead. So you now have the person in the middle who's still alive.
All right. Haley's going to quickly run up, get behind him, and put him in the chokehold for sabotage.
Okay. I will give you that. It's definitely that is a sabotage. Since it's still dazed, your effect's going to be, it's going to be risky still, just because it's in combat. But also, your effect's going to be, I would say, base standard.
All right. Anything else? Nope. All right.
Okay, that's a 4 and a 3. So you definitely get him in. You restrain him, but you're not able to get a good chokehold out of him. So you definitely you've restrained him, but you're not actively choking him out.
All right. So quick, Queen.
Yeah.
Give him the gold gut punch.
Okay. I guess I gotta roll smash. Could be a very painful gut punch.
Right. It's gonna be risky standard.
The old risky standard. It'd be very funny if I got a full success.
You got a mixed success. I know what the success is gonna be, or what the cost of the mixed success is. You hit. It may be a bit too square good. In your drunken days, you don't hit him in the stomach. You hit him in the chest, and he dies.
Oh, no! No! Wait, no, there's still the dude hogtied behind the tavern. We're good
Wait,
to go.
He dies.
That's a kind of a... That's a mixed success.
Yeah, because you wanted to keep him alive.
I guess.
It's fine. We still have a man tied up behind the tavern. It's gonna be okay.
It is a mixed success, because it's also funnier this way as a mixed success than...
It's fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
Haley just feels his body go limp, looks at Queen and says, I believe I said we wanted to keep this one alive.
Look, it's a little hard to gauge my own strength.
Apparently. She drops the body like a sack of potatoes.
It's gonna be fine. You just need to go back to the tavern, hope the body's untouched, and we should be good.
All right, fine. Haley's gonna start checking the bodies, like their phones and their wallets.
Queen, without even thinking, is gonna start putting the weapons back.
As you kind of go through, you notice that they don't, they left their wallets somewhere else, because they are not carrying any sort of signs of identification.
Well, shit.
All right. What's in this room besides like the weapons? Or like display cases?
Yeah, there's display cases for like the weapons and that.
Any like cabinets or anything?
I mean, there's probably some cabinets underneath.
Like, how big are these cabinets?
Probably not enough to store a body.
Are there any suits of armor?
There has to be.
You know what to do? The funniest prank.
If you want to roll, or if you want to stuff them in bodies, I will not make you roll for that, because that is funny.
Sure, fine, yeah.
Queen grabs one of the bodies and goes to stuff it into the suit, and even has it do a little pose.
They will also do that.
Ever so slightly tipsy enough to not think better of it.
All right. So, at this point...
It's gonna be so funny when these start to rot.
At this point, you have, in the time you've had the hustle, you've lost track of who the people that you were originally chasing. You recognize that another one of them was part of the three that are now dead.
Previous episodes of Hazeltown Story can be found at bekindrewind.hazel.town or radio.hazel.town. If you would like to know more about the universe and have an interest in video games, you can watch Lord of the Puzzles Journal, our sister show, that can be found at theater.hazel.town or bekindrewind.hazel.town. If you would like to keep up to date with Lolo, you can follow them at Co-host or Blue Sky at Lolo the Puzzlo. There is also a Discord server in which you can potentially catch episodes being recorded live at club.hazel.town. Thank you for listening to Hazeltown Story. I welcome you to come back for more.